T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
We check in with the Chicago area's latest blast of wintry weather on schedule here and the latest on what's coming. AccuWeather senior meteorologist Bob Larson.
Jennifer, as you mentioned, snow now falling in the city, started an hour or so ago over the southern suburbs. It'll continue to spread north toward the Wisconsin line here over the next hour and a half. So where it's not yet snowing, it will be fairly shortly. And so will then continue through much of the night. It won't take long for roads that can start out initially wet to become slushy, snow-covered, and slippery as we go through the night. The temperature drops below freezing. We expect a few inches worth of snow tonight. The snow will taper off toward daybreak. It'll become windy and sharply colder tomorrow. There'll be some lake effect snow showers. Add a bit to tonight's snowfall total. All things considered, we look for a storm total of 3 to 6 inches to accumulate, and Arctic cold will follow the storm, dropping to near zero tomorrow night, even below zero tomorrow night across the suburbs. I'm AccuWeather meteorologist Bob Larson, News Radio 780, 105.9 FM.
There are new developments in the investigation of a hit and run in North Suburban Deerfield last Friday that seriously injured a 12-year-old boy with autism. WBBM's Jim Goodison with the update.
Jennifer, Deerfield police say they have recovered a vehicle and have talked with a person of interest in connection with the hit and run on Deerfield Road near Beverly Place that injured Chase Thompson as he was crossing the street. Police say the vehicle is being processed for evidence. Investigators say Chase got out of his family's home without their knowledge and ran into the street. Police say the driver of a dark-colored SUV hit Chase and kept going. Police say Chase remains at Lurie Children's Hospital, where he's being treated for serious injuries. Jim Goodis, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox says her office is cooperating with Special Prosecutor Dan Webb, who has indicted actor Jussie Smollett on new charges, citing what police called a staged hate crime attack on himself. Fox.
We're continuing to avail ourselves to a review of how this case was handled. As I said from the very beginning, we welcome the non-political review, and that's ongoing.
Fox decided to drop the case against Smollett. That decision brought strong condemnation from the Chicago Police Union and some citizens. Fox won't speculate to the timing of the indictment. It comes some 5 weeks before the Democratic primary. Well, the state of Illinois giving a big boost to development of that sprawling, mostly vacant swath of land, touted as Chicago's new 78, just across the river from the Amtrak Union Station yard. WBBM's political editor Craig Dudlamore with the story.
Governor Pritzker says he's releasing some $500 million in state capital funds for the 62-acre development along the south branch of the Chicago River, dubbed the 78. At a standing-room-only event, the governor said the money and hundreds of millions in private donations will usher in U of I's Discovery Partners Institute and the Illinois Innovation Network.
We're creating and supporting nearly 50,000 new economy jobs in the next 10 years with an economic impact of $19 billion. And through the Illinois Innovation Network, DPI's success will radiate across the state to 15 hubs.
Developer Related Midwest is donating land for the DPI project in hopes that it will spark interest from other potential South Loop tenants. In the Loop, Craig Dudlamore, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Paramedics treated some freshman students at Curie High School after they apparently overdosed on laced granola bars and acted bizarre just before noon today. It's not yet known what the edible was laced with. Three students were taken to Mount Sinai and Stroger hospitals for evaluation.
It is Resurrection Day for the Maple Tree Inn restaurant.
We're all beyond thrilled. So I don't think any of us slept a whole lot last night because we're excited.
That's owner Eric Winberg reopening his New Orleans-themed restaurant in a new location in Homewood, his original location in Blue Island, that restaurant destroyed by fire some 18 months ago. He says the new Maple Tree Inn on South Dixie Highway has the same vibe as the old one, with mostly the same employees, many having been with the eatery for more than 10 years.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.